Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Some Boston police officers have been wearing body cameras for about 4 months now, with more getting trained every day. But as of right now, only officers working regular duty are wearing body cameras. Nobody working overtime, whether it's a double shift or a special event, has to wear a camera. That includes the officers who worked August's so-called Straight Pride Parade. WBUR's Allie Jarmanning has been reporting on this and joins us now. Allie, hello.
Hello.
So what did you find?
So Boston police officers worked almost 9,000 hours of overtime during the so-called Straight Pride Parade, and that was at the end of August. And 9,000 hours, that's the equivalent of one officer working more than 4 years. But not 1 minute of those 9,000 hours was captured on body cameras. And I thought this was strange. The body camera program has been partially in place for 3 months at that point, and half of the district's officers were wearing them. But it turns out that Boston police's practice is not to put body cameras on officers working overtime.
That does seem a little surprising. Why not?
So that is a little unclear. I heard everything from there aren't enough cameras to there's issues with battery life. But honestly, it just seems like this is the practice that BPD chose to go with. There's nothing in the actual policy spelling out that overtime is exempt from body camera usage. And when I looked back at the press release that BPD put out in May announcing the program, I saw that it said officers working a detail shift or overtime would not be wearing body cameras.
So, Allie, why is it important to have body cameras on during overtime?
So a couple reasons. One, overtime isn't rare within the Boston Police. We have major events like championship parades, marathon, protests fairly frequently. And last year alone, patrolmen earned more than $31 million in overtime. And there's also this fundamental question of why not? Officers are working regular overtime, like a double shift. They're doing the same duties that they do on a regular shift. They're making arrests. They're answering calls. And so I wanted to get a nationwide view of this. So I talked to Daryl Stevens. He is the current executive director of the Major City Chiefs Association. He's also the former chief of the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department in North Carolina, where he oversaw 2,000 officers.
I can't think of any reason why a department would not want their officers to wear the cameras if they're working an overtime assignment, unless there's battery life is a problem. You're trying to provide insight into what takes place during those encounters with citizens, and they continue to take place while they're on overtime or not.
And talking to other departments, it seems like Boston is an outlier. Dallas, Philadelphia, they both require body cameras during overtime shifts. So does Chicago, though Chicago does have flexible policies for major events like their marathon.
Have you gotten reaction from people in the community about this, Allie?
Yeah, most people I spoke to were shocked that Boston police weren't wearing cameras during overtime. Shagun Idowu, he's been pushing for body cameras in Boston for more than 5 years. He actually helped start the Boston Police Camera Action Team that's known as BPCAT. And he says overtime is like any other on-duty time.
They don't take away your gun. They don't take away your flashlight. They don't take away any other equipment when you're working back-to-back shifts. To me, there's no reason why you shouldn't also have the body camera and following those procedures.
But, and this is a big but for him, when it comes to protests or other times people are exercising their First Amendment rights, he does not want body cameras on police. The body cam policy that BPCAT suggested to the city actually had a carve-out for these kind of demonstrations. They were too worried that the footage would be used to target and track activists.
We did not want the body camera to be another form of surveillance on people who are rightfully protesting against injustice. So, you know, yes, in this particular case, I'm sure a lot of people would have loved to have seen footage of what happened via a body camera. But for us, the larger picture is that we need to protect civilians, their privacy, above all else.
Well, that is interesting. But there was also a counter protest the day of the Straight Pride Parade. What did people who were part of that think?
Yeah, I talked to Monica Cannon Grant. She's a community activist who helped organize one of the counter protests at the parade. And she had a different take than Shagun on having body cameras at protests. As an activist, she says she knows she's under surveillance already, whether it's at a demonstration or on social media. And so she sees body cameras really as an equalizer.
you having on a body camera is to make sure that you don't beat the hell out of me or kill me and get away with it. I want you to have it on so that, people can understand the level of racism that is spewed by the police department so that it can be documented. But, like, no, transparency is necessary and accountability, and that's the only thing that has no color is accountability.
Okay, so what does the mayor have to say about all this?
I caught up with Mayor Walsh yesterday, and he said it's a new program, that there are still things to work out. And I asked him specifically, should officers working overtime wear body cameras?
Well, if we can. I mean, the problem is we have a brand new policy. It's a brand new program we're about to institute throughout the whole city. And one of the concerns I know that's happening is that the cameras have a life expectancy on them. And if somebody uses them so much that overtime won't capture it, me and the commission will have to have a conversation about to see how do we handle situations like that. How do we handle parades? I mean, again, this is the first time since we instituted the program that we've kind of come across this.
In a follow-up statement from his office, Walsh said that body cameras are, quote, an important part of our strategy to support the progress we have made in community policing.
So the community members, the mayor, but I'm wondering, were you able to talk to any officers themselves about this?
So I tried to get in touch with the Boston Police Patrolmen's Association. That's the union that represents Boston's officers. They fought the body camera program really hard over the last few years. Union President Michael Leary, he didn't return my calls, but I took a look through the union's most recent newsletter to members, which mostly focused on the body camera policy. And in his letter to members, Leary wrote, quote, I hear you all loud and clear. We do not want body cameras. I understand. I do not want body cameras either. If there was any legal way to prevent the body-worn camera program from being implemented, we would have done it yesterday, but there isn't. And he went on, quote, I am convinced this program will be the most expensive, we told you so, the city has ever seen, because we all know they are not necessary.
So what does the future of the program look like?
So the city says by the end of the month, every district will be trained in using body cameras. And interestingly, after we started asking questions about the policy, police and city leadership now say that they will meet to talk about whether cameras should be used during overtime. And the city has already pledged $8.5 million to the program over the next 3 years, and they expect to spend more than $3 million a year after that. But one of the things I'll be keeping an eye on is whether body cameras start showing up on overtime shifts.
That's WBUR digital producer, Allie Jar Manning. Allie, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Stay with us. Coming up, John Hodgman joins us in the studio, and we will take your calls. I'm Tiziana Deering. This is Radio Boston.